Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Ostermüller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fritz Ostermüller. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball towards center. Weatherly settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Weatherly. Finney moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Finney moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. Finney scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to third. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boudreau scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Jim Bagby now pitching. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder bunts towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Doerr covering, for the out. Mack moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boudreaux hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mack moves to third. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boudreaux moves to second. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly is walked intentionally. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mack scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Finney moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Heath moves to third. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heath scores. Keltner moves to third. One out. It's 4-2, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keltner scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-0 in the game. Harder takes first base on ball 4. Mack moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tabor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Tabor reaches second base with a double. Doerr moves to third. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peacock strikes out. One out. Red Nonnenkamp pinch hits for Jim Bagby. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp strikes out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Herb Hash now pitching. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Weatherly hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Indians. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Hash covering, for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kramer strikes out. 1 out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a line drive into center field. Weatherly picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Weatherly. Williams scores. Fox moves to third. It's 6-3, Indians. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Doerr moves to second. It's 6-4, Indians. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peacock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doerr scores. Tabor moves to third. It's 6-5, Indians. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. Herb Hash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Keltner strikes out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Harry Eisenstadt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenstadt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eisenstadt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-3 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Chapman bunts towards the mound. Hash juggles the ball. That's an error on Hash. Boudreau moves to third. Weatherly moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boudreau scores. Weatherly moves to third. Chapman moves to second. One out. It's 7-5, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath is walked intentionally. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Peacock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herb Hash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hash is 0-for-1 in the game. Hash hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eisenstadt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Eisenstadt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenstadt is 0-for-1 in the game. Eisenstadt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams throws the ball into Doerr, who tags Eisenstadt, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman, who is chasing the ball. Finney reaches third base with a triple. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Finney scores. It's 7-6, Indians. Joe Dobson now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Keltner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-6, Indians. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hemsley hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Hemsley reaches second base with a double. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 4 in the game. Cronin hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.